This is Rod Peterson on demand. No!
Because we got him. Clear the track. Here comes Lack. Eddie Lack.
How about that?
How many years do you think King Henrik has left in the National Hockey League if he leaves New York?
I think he's got like one or two left. I mean, he's one of these guys that just loves hockey, and I'm sure if he could, that he would play like Jagr. 46, 47, not a big deal, right? But he probably has like another one or two good years in him.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
It is. Good morning, North America. How's that?
It's great.
I think we have to do that. There's a reason why. Welcome to the RP Show, everybody. Canada's daytime sports talk show, North America's daytime sports talk show. We are in the air, and away we go. RP here, DD there, on a hump day, episode number 334, coming to you from the bunker out here in the sweatpants capital of the continent. Are you ready to have some fun?
Yeah, I am.
I know normally in this point of the warm-up, I talk about who's going to come on the show, and then we'll get to the quick six show topics in a minute, but I got to say this. Stop the presses for a second. After various comments that I made yesterday regarding my outlook on life, we got something of an avalanche of hate mail. And it was all directed towards me, so I can handle it. It wasn't as much you. You said if you'd gotten it, you wouldn't have liked it.
Well, nobody does.
Nobody. Well, I don't really mind, because the thing is, the guy wrote me from Edmonton a letter like that, and there was some tweets saying that your success has gone to your head. I thought, well, thanks. I didn't know we were having success. My paycheck hasn't changed. So what makes you think that we're having... I took it as a very positive letter. Is that wrong?
No, it's great.
So thank you. And by the way, he said he'd never watch again. And I have a feeling that he's there today. Hi, Edmonton. So I'm buoyed with this news. I got the letter forwarded to us by Morgan, the executive assistant here. And I thought, we're having success? Really? Nobody told me that.
Yeah. Who knew?
Who knew? Who knew? So I just want to say this. Connor's watching today. He says, Rod, reading hate mail and mean tweets would be fun to watch. Just saying. We did read the Apple reviews for a while. Have we had any new
ones?
We'll
have to check into those
to check and see again. So anyways, thanks for joining us for coffee this morning, Caliber Coffee. I do want to say hey to Jamie, who's watching in Halifax today. He sent us a couple coffee cards from Tim Hortons and Starbucks, which incidentally are my two favorite coffee shops. But as I told you, I was in the chiropractor's office first thing this morning. Starbucks was out of my way. So I said, another day we're going to have to go by there. But my chiropractor is very happy with my new mic placement here. It's very much helped my posture.
That's good.
If you have a problem with where the mic is, take it up with him.
That's good. You know what? The longevity of you in that chair is a lot more important than the mic placement.
Okay, got it. All right, let's go. Coming up on the program today, you heard at the intro, clear the track, here comes Lack. Eddie Lack will join us, and I'm not sure that he even knows that our producer, Clark, has turned Eddie Lack into our hockey insider from Arizona. I think Eddie likes it. I'm just not sure that Eddie knows that's what we've done.
Yeah. He might, but
we'll ask him.
He likes it.
I hope he likes it.
He likes it.
Eddie Lack, the very popular goaltender, retired now, but he is now a luxury real estate agent in Arizona. I'm a little off. This didn't work.
Okay.
Trying to clip this thing here didn't work. Anyway, Eddie will be with us in hour one to recap last night's round one of the NHL draft. And then Gord Randa will be joining us from Crown Countdown, Gridiron. What's the name of the show? They change it all the time.
Yeah, Gridiron Nation now.
Okay.
Crown Gridiron Nation.
Crown Gridiron Nation on TSN, where they cover Canadian football. Gordy Randall's going to be with us in hour two, and he's a super good guy, and he's got a lot to talk about. So let's go with the quick six show topics. What do you say, Director Jordan? Listen, the draft is already underway for day two, right? And this is not, if you want to follow that pick by pick, I would suggest you go over to the NHL Network or Twitter. I'm not going to sit here all day and analyze picks for the next 2 hours.
Yeah, no.
Not what we do. However, I'll say this, because my chiropractor said today, did you watch round one of the draft last night? And I said, I loved it. And my wife watched it with me. And anytime I can get her to watch hockey stuff, I'm very happy. Her whole thing is she's very interested in what the moms are wearing and the sisters and the girlfriends. I said, whatever it takes, I'm glad to have you. And I will swear to you that I think the NHL draft coverage last night was, and the production and everything, the way they pulled it off was way better than the NFL's back in, what was it, April?
Yeah.
Now, we've had 8 months to perfect our Zoom calls. It was kind of new back then compared to now. But just kudos to Sportsnet and the NHL for the way they pulled that off.
Yeah, I thought they did a really nice job. I was watching it here, the early parts of the opening round, and I thought they did a really nice job. It was seamless. You know, they did a good job capturing players' reactions, which I thought was great. There was a lot of good things that the NHL did.
You're laughing.
I almost held it together.
This is driving me nuts, and it's my fault. I changed the clip on here. I always ask you to put it on. We should have had a camera on that. I'm sorry. It's driving me nuts.
I know.
My earpiece is falling out of my ear.
Can you hold out 10 minutes?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. So you thought the NHL... I'm sorry, Darren.
No, I thought the NHL did a really nice job. Yeah, and that's the hardest part in those, you know, Zoom calls is trying to capture emotion, right? And the moment. I thought, you know, those players had a nice moment.
They did a nice job of that. And just working in Alex Trebek, Doug Wilson in San Jose doing the pick and sign language because Ozzie Weisblatt's mother is deaf. She was watching in Winnipeg, right, is where he's from. So that it was just a really good night for the National Hockey League. Now, it goes to our poll question today, and that is... Who had the better first round in the NHL draft for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center? Flames, Oilers, Jets, or other? And I said Flames, Oilers, Jets because where we reside here in the bunker, we are right in the Bermuda Triangle of the NHL, as I like to say it, right between those three cities, Calgary, Winnipeg, and Edmonton. And leading on Facebook, it's right in front of you. It's other?
Yeah.
Other. None of the three is what they're saying. And that's what they're also saying on Twitter. But if anybody had to, of the three, had to pick one, they're saying the Winnipeg Jets with Fioretti. They took 10th overall. Oilers taking Holloway, the forward. Calgary product played at Wisconsin. And the Flames taking Connor Zeri, Saskatoon kid of the Kamloops Blazers, who had the World Juniors snub. It's a tough question because, Darren, they're all great players. They're all first rounders.
They right? are. And the other part of it is we just don't know for, you know, a couple of years. It'll be 2 or 3 years before we really know who won the draft or who struck gold with their picks. The players are all so good and they all have such great film and they all have, you know, the scouts watching and they interview well that they're going to get a good player no matter what. You're right on that.
Well, and every team walked away from the table. And by the way, with my years in sport and sports media, however you want to say it, I've been around NHL draft for years and years and years. Told that great story yesterday from St. Louis in 96. My dad was an NHL scout for 26 years. So I've been at the table, been in the war rooms in the CFL, been at the draft table in the Western Hockey League, CHL. So I've seen how it works. It's like when you walk away from the draft table when you have your stupid fantasy draft. You feel great about your team because they haven't played a game yet. Everybody feels great. It's the happiest time of the year for the teams. So it's hard. And then I'm getting all these notifications. Bing, bing, bing. Winners and losers of round one of the NHL draft. I'm like, you know, I really hope the coaches and GMs aren't reading this. You know they are because they can't help themselves. But then it just, oh, he said I'm a loser. Right? They shouldn't read this stuff, but they can't help themselves. And furthermore, one thing that I've realized in life, there are no dumb questions. I don't mind. I'm looking like an idiot. I've made a career of it. So last night I'm tweeting, why did the Oilers not take a defenseman? I thought they needed a defenseman. And why did Winnipeg not go with a local kid? If the picks are close, I would go with the local kid. Whack, whack, whack. People just dummying me on Twitter. I'm sorry. Thought there was no dumb questions.
Yeah.
You know, and... For one, people saying, the Oilers are loaded on defense. Have you been living under a rock? That's one comment that I got yesterday. I'm like, I'm sorry, I didn't see the Oilers parading around with a Stanley Cup at the end of the playoffs. Did you?
I did not.
Better's better. So anyways, I'm throwing out these questions. Say, why didn't they do this? Why didn't they do that? And of course, I'm just getting dummied. And I realized that there's a million, what'd you say the population Canada is? 33 million?
Yeah, ish.
33 million armchair hockey GMs in this country that all either know better than what their current team's GM is, and they darn sure know better than me. Doesn't stop me from watching it, of course, but maybe I'll stop tweeting because it hurts my feelings when people don't agree with me on Twitter. But we're having success. Did you know that?
We're having success.
According to the guy in Edmonton. Point two, rounds 2 through 7, going today? I don't know what expectations you might have. What, folks, what are your expectations for rounds 2 through 7 today? Our province, Saskatchewan, had quite a good round one in terms of the teams in the WHL that are from here. Saskatchewan-born players. Braden Schneider from Prince Albert. I mentioned Connor Zeri. Do you have any expectations? I like, can't wait. Damon Hunt of the Moose Jaw Warriors are waiting to see go, right?
Yeah, waiting for him to go. Tristan Robinson, we saw yesterday, we hope will go. You know, round 3 or 4, is what the hope is there. And I'm, you know, my expectation is that we're going to see a lot of more movement, a lot more activity. We already saw some trades coming down this morning with Matt Murray going to Ottawa just before we went to air. So I expect more movement like that, more player movement trades.
It's hilarious, by the way. Couple things. Gary in Winnipeg's watching, and he says, it's a great day for Canadian hockey, and Grapes probably smiled with pride after 19 selections in the first round. Actually, Grapes pointed that out on Twitter. Go watch his Twitter. It's what, at Coach's Corner, Coach's Corner DC,
I think.
He said, why isn't the media pointing out that, I thought he said 18 Canadians, but maybe it was 19. So you're right, Gary, Grapes is smiling with pride. Janelle was watching, and she said, it's too bad we don't have Sam Cosentino and Brian Burt today for the coverage. So obviously, she's got two channels on. Everybody says they're watching us and them at the same time. Here's the funny thing last night. Columbus takes the Russian player, and nobody knew who he was. Did you see that?
Yeah.
And they came over to Sammy, who, by the way, we go way back. Sammy and I did the 2012 World Juniors together. He was my color guy. Whitest teeth in show business. And they, here's the thing. The GM of Columbus goes, we are picking Igor from the Continental Hockey League in Russia. Camera on Sam. Sam. He says, I'm sweating here. At least he broke out laughing, and he was honest. He's like, I don't know who this guy is. So then they put the camera on Berkey, and Brian Burke says, he's a winger from Russia. And then he smiled. But it happens.
They didn't know.
They didn't know. But by the way, it happens. And I know this is not on the scale of what they're doing, but we broadcast the Saskatchewan Junior League draft, and it happened a few times that we had no idea who the players were, so we tossed it over to our analyst, who was former Red Wings general manager Tanner McCall, and he actually tapped dance and said, well, it's very clear that this team wants to go with this, this, and this. Tanner actually handled it better than the big shots.
I know. It's impressive, but that's the ability to tap dance as you kind of pivot to talk about what you want to talk about. So if you don't know who the kid is, start talking about the team that drafted him and the needs that they have, and they're hoping this kid will fill the need. But you know what? It's so rare at the National Hockey League level that that would happen that you just have to be, you have to just own it. Be like, completely off my radar, this kid.
Pretty much what they said.
And good luck.
Pretty much what they said. I'm getting bogged down in my first 2 points. By the way, this is the warm-up, and coming up today, Eddie Lack and Gord Randall will be with us. But my point three, what's been the craziest NHL transaction of the last 10 days? Remember, Rich Sutter teed us up that they were coming, and here we are. Max Domi dealt out of Montreal yesterday. You mentioned Matt Murray traded today from Pittsburgh to Ottawa. Obviously, Pittsburgh just signed Tristan Jarry to a long-term deal, so Matt Murray's expendable. I guess for me, it would be Henrik Lundqvist being bought out by the Rangers, but it's kind of sad. Like, the whole city of New York seemed to go into mourning that King Henrik, his days are done with the Rangers. These are sad times.
He's so synonymous with that franchise
yes.
now. And so, like, he is in the rafters, or should be, with Mark Messier, right? And Adam Graves. And Mike Richter.
But didn't win.
And Wayne.
But didn't win.
Yeah, those guys won in 94, but still, that's how synonymous Henrik Lundqvist is with that organization and in that community. I mean, he's the one National Hockey League star in New York that really resonates with the bright lights in the big city of New York City. I mean, that's clear. But they had two goaltenders who had kind of jumped ahead of him on the depth chart. They're really strong there. The Max Domi thing was surprising, too. I mean, he's such a character guy. But for me, it's the trade this morning with Matt Murray. Now, we knew he was expendable when they signed Jarry, but just how things changed so quickly. It just seems like yesterday that he took over from Marc-Andre Fleury,
right.
And he was the bright star for the next 10 to 15 years, and now he's out.
I guess that goes back to my armchair general manager comment, because things change on a dime. That's sports. Say, welcome to sports. Things change. You know, every transaction should be listed subject to change.
Yeah.
Because our viewer, Robin, writes in and says that they're saying that Henrik will sign with the Capitals. And I've seen that too. And I'm thinking they're getting rid of Braden Holtby in Washington because why? He makes too much money and he's too old. But now they're going to bring in Henrik Lundqvist. It really makes no sense. And then I saw, I can't remember who because I'm watching all the analysts. Was it Craig Button saying, I can't remember who. It was Elliot Friedman. Says he thinks the Oilers will be in on Jacob Markstrom if the Canucks can't get something done with him. Well, wait a minute. I thought they had goalies in Mikko Koskinen and Mike Smith and on the way Stuart Skinner. It makes really no sense. So I guess you can put out tweets and look like an idiot like me where I say there's no stupid answer or questions or just shut your mouth and not say anything. Because none of this makes sense, I guess, is the bottom line.
I know. That's kind of where we are right now, is it doesn't really make any sense. But on the Holtby and Hank thing, you know, you kind of hope that Henrik Lundqvist wants to win bad enough that he'll come in for really cheap in that kind of $1 to $2 million range or a couple million bucks, and you can really afford to have a veteran backup in that way. Or they just, you know, don't want Braden Holtby anymore, and it has nothing to do with the money. That's just a cover.
That's the literal, what have you done me for me lately? He only won you your first Stanley Cup. That's the harsh reality of this business. So anyways, that's a lot of what's going on with the National Hockey League these days. Holy smokes, Clark tells me I only got 2 minutes left here in the warm-up. And Eddie Lack coming up. Point four, Aaron Rodgers' comments. Did you see his on the Pat McAfee podcast? You must have seen it.
I didn't watch it yet.
You heard about it?
Yeah.
That's all you need. Oh, watching it actually is worthwhile to watch. But They asked Aaron Rodgers, I don't know what the question was, about having a down year, coming off a down year. And Aaron Rodgers said, well, my down years are career years for most guys. And like McAfee jumped off his chair and he's like, just like this. It was actually funny. So you can't not like Aaron Rodgers, but my God, has he got swagger.
Oh, yeah. He has it for sure. I mean, everywhere that guy goes, he's got swagger. When he showed up to Winnipeg for that preseason game, I mean, he shows up to Winnipeg.
Cowboy hat,
jean jacket, and jeans, and blue jeans.
Like, he looked like he was one of the village people.
Right. He had what's the little...
Bolo tie.
Yeah, like he had one of those on, and he is cool, man. He is really cool.
Why do I know the answer to what hillbillies wear? Not hillbillies. What should I say? Old school Western people.
Yeah, yeah. Don't worry. I got a couple at home.
Point five, Lakers one win away from the NBA title. 102-96 win over Miami. I was watching the highlights this morning and I realized this. I've said I have a basketball family. All the girls in my family played basketball, but I can't watch it without a crowd. I need to be mesmerized. I don't really know what I'm watching. Rules-wise. Like, I need the show. So I just can't get into it. Point six, it dawned on me, this might be only the second time in RP show history that we don't have a CFL topic in the top six, quick six show topics. So I put in the sim. The winner of the poll yesterday is Saskatchewan at Ottawa. Rider fans, Red Blacks fans came through. So Thursday night, 7 p.m. Mountain on the Facebook Live channel, Rod Peterson Show, will be broadcasting the game. CFL Sim, Esports League. It's just going to be fantastic. Terry Carrier writes in, one of our viewers, he says, sometimes it's better to keep your mouth shut and have people think you're an idiot than to open it and remove all doubt. Well, thank you for the meme. I know that's not yours originally, but it doesn't work real well for a sports talk host to keep your mouth shut. Can't do it.
Can't do it.
So anyways, we'll be back. This has been the warm-up. Eddie Lack and Gord Randall on the way today. It's the RP Show on Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
It is, and welcome back to the RP Show, everybody. Coast to coast like butter and toast in over a million homes in Canada and the USA, but also to Medicine Hat for my cousin Christina's watching today. Good morning, Chris. Miss ya. Love ya. Hope you're doing well. Mick Merkley's watching. He says, where does Trevor Hannes' son go in the draft today? a former Regina Pats great. That was one of the questions. I would be more than happy if you folks writ in today, whether it be the Prairie Mobile text line at 840-8777 or on the Facebook Live wall. What are your expectations? What are your questions for rounds 2 through 7 today? And by the way, Clark, if there is anything breaking go down today, by all means, I don't mind mentioning it or throwing it up on the screen or so forth, but it's just one of those days where during the day, not a ton of things happen in sports, right? The games are at night.
Yeah.
You know, the biggest news in sports today that I saw was Stephon Gilmore, the Patriots, last year's NFL Defensive Player of the Year, has tested positive for COVID, and the Patriots canceled practice today. That's today's news. I'd rather talk about the hockey because I'm sick of the virus.
I know, the virus part is tough because, I don't know if you saw that too, and it hit me, you know, another Titan tested positive. And they were about to open the facility today for practice. And, you know, you have to go 2 consecutive days in the NFL with no positive tests to be able to open up, reopen your facility. So they were about to go back to practice today, and now they might have to wait 2 more days, which might put their game this weekend in jeopardy against Buffalo. So it becomes really, really tough, and that's tough for the Patriots. But yeah, I'm with you on that. You kind of want to talk
stick
hockey.
To the real sports.
Yeah.
So anyways, before we bring in Eddie Lack, and by the way, for those that don't know, 143 NHL games with the Canucks, Hurricanes, Flames, and Devils. I saw Eddie laughing on Twitter with some of our viewers yesterday that he was never a starter in the National Hockey League, and his career was ended due to injury, which most of us knew, but he went on that story as to why that happened. It's kind of a sad story. I mean, he'd still be playing if he didn't have degenerative hips. But now he's the number one luxury real estate agent in the Arizona Valley. Do we have him yet? Still working on it? Okay. I'm going to go to a sports update now. We might have to take a commercial break and come back with Eddie Lack, who we all want to know his take on Henrik Lundqvist. I'm sure he's talked to him. They're very close friends. And see how King Henrik feels about leaving New York. But anyways, star winger Alexis Lafreniere is heading from the suburbs of Montreal to Broadway after the Rangers selected him number one last night in the draft. The soon-to-be 19-year-old from St. Eustace was named CHL Player of the Year in back-to-back seasons, led Canada to gold at the World Juniors. Quinton Byfield became the highest-drafted black player in NHL history when the Kings selected him at number two overall. Byfield was immediately congratulated by San Jose Sharks forward Evander Kane and hopes to one day help hockey's diversity initiatives. The 6'5" Canadian center plays in the OHL with the Sudbury Wolves. The Lakers are on the cusp of the franchise's first championship in 10 years. LeBron finished with 28 points and 12 rebounds, and the Lakers beat the Heat 102-96 for a 3-1 lead in the NBA Finals. Tyler Glasnow struck out 10 to set a postseason record for the Tampa Bay Rays, who used the long ball to beat the Yankees 7-5 and tie up their ALDS at 1-1. The Rays hit 4 homers and had enough pop to overcome a huge game by Giancarlo Stanton, who had 2 homers and 4 RBI. And Breanna Stewart scored 26 points, and the Seattle Storm won their 4th WNBA championship, sweeping the Las Vegas Aces with a 92-59 rout. The Storm also won in 04, 2010, and 2018. This sports update for Ballers Rec Room. What are they saying, dupes? We're now booking company Christmas parties. We can handle all your food and fun needs. Visit ballersrecroom.com. And also for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. All right, they're telling us we're good for Eddie Lack. Clear the track. Here comes Lack. Let's head down to Phoenix now. Eddie joining us here on day 2 of the NHL draft. How you doing, Eddie? How are things in the zona?
Good. We had a little technical difficulties, but I'm happy I'm on. How are you guys?
We're very happy, too. By the way, I torture myself on my weather app. I have Phoenix's weather on my daily screen. I saw it was 39 degrees Celsius there yesterday, and people are loving it. How are you surviving it?
Good. I mean, now we got through, like, the hot season. I mean, it seems weird to say that 39 is not hot season, right? But the mornings are a little bit cooler and the night is a little bit cooler. So now we pretty much have like 9 months of perfect weather. So yeah, it's awesome.
I love it. Love to hear it. So were you able to follow the NHL draft? How's the coverage there in the Valley for round one?
I had to play a stream with the New Jersey Devil yesterday. So I mostly just watched it on Twitter. I mean, it was great. It was some sweets that went in like the early rounds and everything that always make me happy.
Yeah, there were a lot of Swedes go. I thought the OHL particularly dominated last night. But I think the big one I wanted to ask you was Henrik Lundqvist. You called it that his time in New York was going to be done, but he's not done playing. And the rumor is now he's going to the Capitals. Have you talked to King Henrik? What's he saying?
I have not talked to King Henrik. He is still not answering my text. I don't know. It might be bad reception or something. No, I'm hoping he will go to Colorado. That is like my guess. I think that they have like the greatest chance of winning when they get him.
Well, here's the question. I saw you joking with one of our viewers that you were never a starter in your career. Henrik's never been anything but a starter. How's he, you know, how would he feel about sharing the crease at best, or being a backup at this point in his career?
So I think like that he would be really good in like a 1A, 1B role. And then once like the playoffs rolls around, I mean, we all know what a competitor he is, and we all know like what he can bring to the table come playoffs time and everything. So I really think that him and like Grubauer together could be like a really, really good tandem.
You know, you mentioned doing the thing with the Devils. What's your thoughts on that franchise? I mean, who do you stay the closest to? Like I saw in Carolina, the Hurricanes PA announcer was tweeting, "Eddie, they love you everywhere you went." What's the team that you gravitate to the most as alum? Or is it equal?
So I think if I have to pick one, I'd probably pick Vancouver. Like, that's kind of where I play my best hockey and where I really enjoyed it the most. But I mean, all teams that I played for, I always got like extremely well treated wherever I went. I mean, my least favorite is probably Calgary because I only spent like 2 or 3 months there, right? But I loved it wherever I went, really.
We lost the sound for a second. I hope we still have him. But, Eddie, there we go. You're back. How do you feel about this goaltender carousel or merry-go-round right now? Because they're talking about Jacob Markstrom maybe not signing with Vancouver and that Edmonton might be in play with him. This seems a little nuts to me, this upcoming free agency in the National Hockey League. Or is it just part of the business and we need to just sit back and watch?
The goaltending free agency is just nuts right now. I mean, if I were Vancouver, I mean, of course I would re-sign my best player for the past 2 or 3 years. I mean, Markey has just shown so much growth and like really, really shown that he can play like a ton of games and play at a really high level, right? So, if I were Vancouver, I would try to work something out. But I mean, if that doesn't work out, I'm sure there's plenty of teams that want his services.
It's just odd, though, isn't it? I mean, Braden Holtby wins the Stanley Cup with Washington, and now they say his time is done there. Henrik's seeing the same thing with the New York Rangers. I guess, do you get to a certain age and just expect that this is going to happen in the National Hockey League and that it doesn't end well for too many guys? Look what's going on in Vegas, for goodness sakes, with Marc-Andre Fleury. Like, again, it doesn't make sense.
Goalies are just being, like, expendable right now, I feel like. And I don't know why, because, like, I mean, obviously, I'm going to say this, but I do feel like goaltending is, like, the most important position you have, right? And that's one that you can't afford to mess up with. So it's a weird time right now, but I do feel like we've seen so many of these young goalies coming up and doing it right and playing the game the right way and like playing really well. So I do feel like teams feel like they can get away with a goalie on like the lower end of a cap hit, right? Instead of paying the $6 or $7 million, teams do feel like they can get away with paying two goalies $2 million each and get like the same kind of goaltending, which I don't really agree with, but yeah, that's how teams see it now, I think.
I'm with you. They're the most important position. They should be paid the most, but I just get pummeled every time that I say that. So lastly, Eddie Lack, before we go, we did have Don Cherry on, and I did ask him to say Kevin Bieksa, and he said Kevin Bieksa, and he laughed. I said hi to him for you. Can you talk about that joke? Because I didn't really get it until you told me to say it, and then I realized he can't say it.
Yeah, when Don had like the show before our games and everything, like we always watch it before warm-ups and everything, and man, like every single time when he was supposed to say it, Kevin's last name, it was always Bieksa, and like the whole locker room just like erupted, right? Like I mean, Kevin was not a rookie. He's been in the league for like 10 years at that point, right? And like, he still couldn't say his name. So yeah, I love that.
Yeah, well, and on a Canadian team and a good player, went to the Stanley Cup final in Grapes, yeah. Which, by the way, Grapes isn't apologizing for. He didn't even realize what was so funny about it. And lastly, Eddie, how's the real estate market, the luxury real estate market in the Valley? I mean, it's robust here. Despite the pandemic, how is it where you're at?
It is rolling. I mean, we're seeing so many people moving here from like California and New York and Chicago. It's just, it feels like a lot of people are tired of like taxes and the politics in Cali. So we see about like 200 people a day moving here just from California. So yeah, it's crazy right now, but crazy fun. So
good for you. I can tell how excited you are. Where can people follow you on your social media, get a hold of you if they're looking for a home in the Arizona, the Valley of the Sun?
Yeah, so I'm at Eddie Lack on Twitter, at Eddie Lack 31 on Instagram. And if you want to email me, I'm at Eddie at KennethJamesRealty.com. So yeah, shoot me a message.
Perfect. Sounds good. All right, Eddie. Appreciate the time. Stay safe, and we'll chat with you soon.
Talk to you soon. Thanks, guys.
All right. The great Eddie Lack joining us from Phoenix today. And I got to tell you, that is a reality show waiting to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Luxury real estate, they're all the best Netflix shows.
Selling the Valley.
Right. Throwing in a former NHL goalie, follow him around. I'll volunteer to do it. I love Phoenix so much.
Oh, yeah.
It's the greatest. So, interesting dropping bombs there, by the way. It's literally, don't put to bed that Henrik Lundqvist is going to the Capitals because Eddie Lack thinks he's going to Colorado. It'll make a great pair with Grubauer. He's an insider, and he doesn't even know it. Don't tell him.
Also, Hank, answer those text messages.
Yeah, no, well, you think he might have got a few? After 15 years with the Rangers, maybe his phone's going off. Like, I'm still waiting for Al Murray to write me back, the head scout of the Tampa Bay Lightning. Wiki, wiki, Al. But that's what happens when you win a championship. Trust me, I've won a couple. Like, I mean, thousands of messages.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And you missed a few.
Yeah, well, get back. No, you know me. I get back to everyone.
Eventually.
Eventually.
Yes.
So I just think Eddie's waiting for King Henrik. I'm waiting for Al Murray and all the rest. We'll take a break and be back in a moment. It's the RP Show. You're watching across North America on Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now back to the studio with Rob.
Welcome back to the RP Show, everybody. And now we can sink down into things. Get to some viewer comments. You're looking at me like you got something to say, DuPont.
No,
what
no.
is that? No? Okay. I just see people chiming in. Our poll question today for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center is who had the best first round for the NHL draft last night. The poll is for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center. And the options are Jets, Flames, Oilers. And the only reason I threw those up is because we're sitting here in the Bermuda Triangle of the NHL. We're right in the middle of those three. And the winning is other. Yeah, there's a fourth option, other. Now, everybody, people are writing in saying Ottawa, best first round. Brady in Saskatoon saying that. Who also says the, except the Jets got a steal at number 10 with Perfetti. Now, here's the thing. I like to fashion myself as something of a junior hockey aficionado, and I know nothing about the players that were taken last night. Virtually nothing. So to sit and say who had a good draft and who didn't, unless you're a scout who's seen every single player, and there aren't many that have, your opinion means el zippo. That's the truth. Sorry. It's the truth.
That is the truth.
Yeah, and to Chicago last year, you know, with Kirby Dach going number three overall, shocked the world. And remember, they announced it at the United Center, and the Blackhawks got booed by their fans. I was mad. You would have been more mad because you broadcast his games. I'm like, what do you know about Kirby Dach? You guys know nothing. And all of a sudden, he comes in and makes the team, and he's a rock star.
Rock star.
That's where we are right now. And we opened the show up with it, and I'll say it again right now. I get these notifications from Bleacher Report, Athletica, whatever. Winners and losers on night one. I'm like, you guys don't even know what you're talking about because I'm damn sure you guys never got out of the press box in the NHL facilities and came out and scouted these games. No. So anyway, sorry to get worked up, but it's just, it's a little like me and coronavirus, I guess. I don't like people going off with an opinion on what they don't know what they're talking about.
If you don't watch the games, and most people don't watch all the games and all the players. There's very few guys. You know, Peter Labardius is one of those guys who will watch 350 games in a year.
I would listen to his opinion.
I would listen to his opinion, right? Yeah. Sam Costantino, we know, is a guy who would watch a lot of hockey.
Yep.
He's got every subscription package to every one of those junior leagues and consumes as much hockey as possible. The other 99%, they do not, unfortunately.
Well, and who? Brady, you must have had a really strong cup of coffee today because he's making a lot of sense. He's written in on the Prairie Mobile text line, too. And he says, what's your opinion on the Caden Gooley draft selection by my Habs? I enjoy the draft more with it being held in an arena. The buzz is generating and just a lot more fun to watch. I'll go with you there for sure, Brady. And my thought on this is, hey, last night was a novelty. It's a one-off. You got all the kids are at home with the their phone or laptop on their coffee table and their family around him. Yeah, it was weird, but it's a one-off. I'm starting to wonder if it's actually a one-off from what we're hearing about where this pandemic's going to go. But can we just, I'm with you. Who doesn't like the full arena and Gary Bettman getting booed? I was hoping they'd have canned booze for Gary Bettman.
We've talked to Gary, you know, when he was in town, we spent some time with him, but he's always said like, It's a part of the charm. Like, he's accepted it. He knows it's coming. You know, when he gets up there to hand out the cup, he starts, says two words, and then he purposely stops because he lets it happen.
But I don't think he likes it.
Nobody does. Nobody loves getting booed, right?
Unless you have no soul. I know a few people like that. I won't name them. But some people, they get off on it. I don't think Gary Bettman's one of them.
It's a joke when Dad comes at tuna casserole again, right? He doesn't actually mean it sucks, and it's just ribbon joking, right?
Yeah.
Nobody loves, you know, hearing the boos, that's for sure, but it would have been really cool to hear him get booed, and it would have been hilarious.
Well, and by the way, I don't have a problem with all the armchair quarterbacks or armchair GMs, to use a hockey term, here in Canada, because that's what makes it fun. But let me say this. I was really hoping the Winnipeg Jets would shock the world and take Seth Jarvis yesterday because we had Seth Jarvis on the show yesterday. He's from Winnipeg. He said he wanted to be picked by the Jets. And as a matter of fact, I was watching round one with my wife last night and she goes, do you think the Jets will take Jarvis? And I'm thinking, I sure hope that they do. But I'm not going to put my general manager acumen up against Kevin Cheveldayoff's GM acumen. So I think it's important for the leagues and the teams to know you want the armchair GMs, you just can't listen to the armchair GMs. And the other thing is, maybe you don't want a local kid playing for your team. That's not always the be-all and the end-all either, by the way. There's the pressure of his family being at the games every night. There's the pressure of him having to answer for your team everywhere he goes. Whereas when he goes to Carolina, pretty damn sure Seth Jarvis doesn't know anybody. When he goes to Starbucks, nobody's going to even know who he is for 3 years. Difference in Winnipeg. So there's that. I have to defer that maybe Kevin Cheveldayoff knows a little more about being the general manager of the Winnipeg Jets than I do. Maybe. But that doesn't mean, because I have a Twitter account, I'm not entitled to an opinion.
I know.
Fair?
Fair.
That's all that I'm saying.
Yeah. And there is. I mean, you gotta put people in the right situations, right? I mean, what do you want to do with Rob Gronkowski in the NFL? He's going to have a lot more success playing somewhere like Tampa Bay, where he's having fun and always positive and in the sunshine. Or you want to go put him in Detroit. Gronk's not going to be in the right mood. He's going to be miserable all the time. He's not going to be very good for you. So you don't know what the kid's going to be like. Does he want to play at home? Those distractions. Sometimes it's better to go somewhere else.
See, so John Ohm is watching in Winnipeg. He says lots of pressure for a local kid in Winnipeg to play for the Jets. I like Chevy's choice. I like local players. But I'm not saying that's the way to go. I just think that when the Rough Riders had 13 players on their team from Saskatchewan, it was special. It meant something. And the Pats had 5 players from Regina on the team. But you know what? They weren't very good. Chevy's of the mindset that we want the best players. And I get that, too. But by the way, Colin in Ottawa says, Vegas booing Bettman is so stupid. Your city wouldn't have a team without my friend, Gary. But the thing is, it's odd because, again, you're right. We talked to Bettman about it, and he doesn't like it, but he has accepted that it's a thing.
Yeah.
And I will guarantee you that the people in Las Vegas don't even know why they're booing. They just know that it's a thing. It's like protesters that are out protesting that don't really know what they're protesting.
Yeah.
Believe me, it happens.
It's we're booing because it's the thing to do. No, no, no. We boo here. We boo. Why do you boo? Isn't he the commissioner of the league? No, no, no. This is what we do. It's a hockey thing. It's a hockey thing. We boo him. All right? So lean into it.
Ah! Oh, that's 5 times today, DuPont has used the term lean into it.
I was trying to figure out how I was going to slide it into the show, and then I'm like, oh, this
so
is it.
This doesn't really work. And ringing the bell is only for breaking news. But I said I would ding the bell every time DuPont says the term lean into
ring
it. Now I got it going off in my head when I leave here every day, and it's driving me crazy. For all of you, those of you that don't know, just the term, and he ran with it, or just run with it, or just go with it, it's the same thing.
It's my version.
Lean into it. DuPont is creating his own vernacular. Lean into it. Thank you, John, in Winnipeg, or Vancouver. Yeah, Jacques Dupuis watching in Ottawa says Matt Murray is now a senator. Thank you. We read Twitter, too, and get the notifications. It's just a harebrained day today.
Yeah.
Have you noticed?
Oh, yeah.
Which is fine. Everybody's part of this big old dog's breakfast of a show. When we come back, we'll get to your Prairie Mobile texts, more Facebook live streams, and update the poll results for viewer takeover. When we come back, you're watching the RP Show on Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show?
You can still chime in from wherever you are in the comment section. As a matter of fact, we encourage that.
What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
That's me. Live for the viewer takeover segment right here. By the way, coming up in hour two, Facebook Live only. Gord Randall will be with us from TSN's Crown Gridiron Nation. Talk about football Canada stuff, and he can dabble in NFL and CFL too. And I'll get into all these questions. We got some good ones. Jeff the Stamps fan watching from Calgary says, give the CFL some credit. At least they have a draft show now. That's more than they used to. And we watched it. What did they do the first 2 rounds this year on TSN? It was virtual like all the rest. And they did do a pretty good job of it. I'll say this. But we are live in over 1 million homes right now on Game Plus. And I got to thinking last night, we could very easily do a CFL draft show and TSN could do nothing about it because it has nothing to do with the games. And we could bring on our analysts and bring on the players. We've got all the technology to do it.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I don't think the CFL would have a problem with that at all. Now, John Kirby in Edmonton. But these guys really have some sharp questions today. And I was thinking of this last night. He brings it up today. John in Edmonton. Why would the NHL start January 1st during the World Juniors? Do they even know it's on? You have to understand, they don't care. All these levels of hockey don't work together until they have to, like Olympics time or World Cup time, double IHF. But when's the last time we had a hockey summit? 10 years?
It's been a while.
The NHL doesn't care. And I have sat down with the commissioners, and not together, individually, and I said, the NHL needs to be sending transfer payments to the junior leagues. And those commissioners say, well, they already do, Rod. Yeah, and the forms have drafted players, but if you don't have a player drafted in the NHL, you're not getting any money. And the NHL will be funding the AHL and ECHL playing this year. I've heard that from a ton of sources, I guess. Junior just isn't on the NHL's radar. And I think it should be, but you have said you don't. You said it's not, the onus is not on the NHL to fund junior hockey.
It's not, but it does help grow the game, and it would, you know, goes a long way for some good publicity. But no, I mean, the players are still going to come. There's still lots of places for the players to play. The NHL is still going to get, you know, their goodwill by going into these communities with things like hometown hockey and other events and the Heritage Classic and things that, yeah, they don't need to put money into the junior hockey leagues because, you know, their product is still really good. But there's a way to try and appeal to the NHL, you know, market to try and get some of that money. They just haven't been able to do it. I don't know what it's going to take, but there should be a relationship.
By the way, the NHL, having been around it as long as I have, they do have, for the most part, unlimited resources. However, because of the pandemic, that fund is getting depleted fast. The NFL's funds, I think, are probably infinitely unlimited. But the NHL's funds, I'll say it again, are going down. So if they weren't funding junior hockey before, they sure as heck they aren't now. Which, by the way, a hockey scout texted me. Thanks for the reminder. Dallas, do you mind me saying your name, Dallas? Hockey scout. Regarding when I said I would rather see the Winnipeg Jets take Seth Jarvis, the local kid from Winnipeg who plays for the Portland Winterhawks, he said, as someone who's done it in Flin Flon, it's tough to play at home. And as a scout, I've seen both players play live. Perfetti is better right now, but Jarvis is a sleeper. That's from Dallas. So, but that's the thing. My thing is the two players are equal. I would take the local kid. But Dallas is saying it's tough to play at home. So I get it. And we're not Kevin Cheveldayoff, and we're not the Jets scouting staff. So fun to talk about, though, right? Jason May in Tennessee is watching. He says, what do you guys think of Nashville's draft picks? Go Preds. They took the Russian goalie Askarov, and I was shocked that they would because they got Pekka Rinne there, I thought, for a long time. But as Eddie Lack said last hour, goalies are expendable right now. Did you notice?
Yeah, big time. Goaltenders, very, very expendable. So that's not surprising that they just want to, you know, bring in a new guy right away.
Everybody's expendable. Have you noticed?
I've noticed.
Chris Bird's watching in Toronto. We are hitting all the dots today, all the hot spots. Chris Bird says the NHL used to be very involved with junior hockey, like way back in the day. Tell me more. Because I've been working since 1993 in junior hockey, and there have never really seen significant NHL involvement in junior hockey. Certainly not in the way of funding it. Are you talking Montreal Junior Canadiens in the 60s? We're going back a long ways, if that's what you're saying is the involvement or what the history is. Look, coming up in hour two, more of all of this, and the football fans will enjoy our chat with TSN's Crown Gridiron Nation co-host Gord Randall. That is all coming up. Our thanks to Eddie Lack, our newest NHL insider. We'll keep it going an hour or two on Facebook Live for the rest of you all. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Mountain across North America right here on Game Plus TV Network.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.